I had a completely different episode outlined for today, and I think I'm going to come on and talk about something different. So let's get to it. You are listening to the Memoir Method Podcast, the place for writers, readers, and anyone who appreciates the collective power of our stories. In this podcast, we explore the impact of memoir alongside an examination of writing techniques and strategies used in the genre. Whether you are a writer looking for inspiration and guidance or a passionate reader seeking meaningful connections through shared experiences, the Memoir Method Podcast is your go-to conversation spot. I'm your host, Charlotte, editor, writer, and the heart behind Bookish Edits. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. A little bit before I pressed record today, I checked my mail and there was a magazine there waiting for me. This is a magazine that I have been working with as a contributing editor and a writer for the past 15 months or so. And I had an essay that I wrote that is in this print edition. I've seen my name in print a lot of times, actually. I've written a lot. I've had work of mine published in a lot of different places. It is really exciting every time. It's really, really exciting to see your name in print. This time, for me, felt a lot different. The essay that I have published in issue 3 of Wayfair is representative of a lot of healing on my part. This essay represents a season of my life that I would never, ever, ever go back to, but also was a point of deep healing ultimately and really deep connections to the divine for me. And being able to express that in words that make it to print, being able to really spend time on these words, to spend time in this experience again, it took a lot from me to write this. I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of this essay and to see my name in print next to those words that I wrote, that I painstakingly wrote over the course of several months. It's not a long essay, but it did take me several months to write. I feel release. I feel a release of a moment in time. This feels like I've written about it and now here it is. I feel like I can let go of things. I feel like now that I have shared this part of my story, I can more easily move forward and embrace the person that story allows me to be. As I was sitting there on my doorstep today, going through this issue, looking at my words, reading my name, reading my words over, I was just filled with a lot of emotion because part of this season in life that I write about after one of my children was born, and I don't really remember much about the year that followed. And this was the season in my life where I thought that I had lost my ability to write, my desire to write, my drive to write. Something that had been a part of who I was for my whole life, truly. I've always loved to write. And this season of postpartum anxiety and depression robbed that from me. For several years. And so to write about this season, to write about that experience and to reflect on the divine ways that I have been healed just felt like such a full circle moment. And I was thinking about you and why I do this work, why I work with writers, specifically with memoir. Why it matters so much to me to help you write your story. It's that feeling of seeing your name in print, that feeling of release at having your story out there, knowing that it will touch people. I know that what I wrote is going to be what someone needs to read. someone's going to need that. That's part of the reason why I did feel called to write this. I want you to experience this. I want you to experience this feeling. I want you to see your name in print and feel the excitement and the pride and the gratitude and the humility that comes with that. I want that for you. And that's why I do this. I want you to have that conviction in your story, to have that drive to write it, to know that there is a reader on the other side, because there is. There is someone who needs your words. There is someone who needs your story. And you are the only one who can tell it the way that you tell it. You're the only one. So it doesn't matter if there's someone else out there who has been through something similar to you. I know that there are countless millions of people, millions of women who have experienced postpartum anxiety and depression. And many of them have probably had experiences with the divine like I have. So in that way, it's not a unique story. It's not like flashy in that way. It's not one of a kind, but it is mine. And the way that I write it is different to the way anyone else would be able to write it. I want to help you find that conviction in yourself. Because writing this essay for me was not easy. It took a lot out of me in a lot of ways. What kept me writing was knowing that it mattered. Was knowing that this sharing the story has a dual purpose. One is for me to really kind of complete that part of healing and to really embrace everything that season had for me. And then second, you need it. Someone listening to this podcast episode is going to need to read that. And so I had to write it. If you feel the call to write your story, then you are meant to write your story. That's where you have to start. Everything else can be learned. Everything else can be learned. But I cannot give you conviction. I cannot give you commitment. But I can be with you. I can help you. I can teach you how to navigate the ups and downs of writing and editing. Because when you write, when you dial into that story and choose to feel it and express it in the way that it needs expressing, you create magic. You create an experience. You create a place for a reader to be. You create that moment that's going to be preserved forever and ever. It's just magical. It's magical to write it. It is magical to see it go out into the world. And so I want nothing more than for you to experience this as well. That's why this work matters so deeply to me. So this is not the episode I had planned on recording this week, but it is the one that I needed to record. At the time that this episode drops in April of 2024, pre-sale for my new course, North Star, is open. This course walks you through the mindsets and the processes and the frameworks that you can use to write your story, to find that conviction and that anchor. That is what I teach you how to do. This is what I use to write my own work. What I teach in the North Star modules is potent, and it goes deeper than what I've seen in other memoir resources. I don't see people talking as deeply about what I talk about in North Star. We go deeper than your story. We lock into the meaning of your story, what you want it to mean. And I teach you how to find it, because I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you what it is. You are the only one who can decide what that is. And I teach you how to find it in North Star. If you are listening to this beyond April 2024 and pre-sale window is over, I will include a code in the show notes that will give you 30% off of the course. If my story matters and I can write it and put it out into the world, then your story matters and you can write it and put it out into the world. 100%. I believe that anyone who wants to write a memoir is capable of writing one. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to show you how to find what you need in yourself to do it. And then I give you all of the tools and frameworks you need to actually do it. So thank you so much for indulging me in this off-book podcast episode. I will include a link in the show notes to the place where, to Wayfair magazine. That is where this essay lives. Right now, at the time I'm recording this is only available in print. So I will link to that, and then I'll be sure to update the show notes after it is available online, which should be in a few weeks. Writing your story is worth it. The feeling that you get when you write your story is unlike anything that you will experience anywhere else. It is a singular experience, a singular moment to see your name in print, to see your words live on a page, knowing that someone is going to read it and that someone is going to need it. We are going back to the very root of everything that I do here, which is your story matters. Consider this your reminder, and also consider this your invitation to jump into North Star with me. This is where we start the work. This is where we start the work of sharing your story and digging into why that story matters. You're wonderful. Your story matters, I could say 100 times, and I will see you next time. You've just listened to an episode of the Memoir Method Podcast. The Memoir Method Podcast is presented by Bookish Edits. If you liked what you heard, the best way to support the show is to subscribe through your preferred podcast player. And if you're feeling especially inspired, I'd love it if you left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review really does help other readers and writers like yourself find the show. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on my website at bookishedits.com or on Instagram at bookish.editor. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. And remember that you have a story that matters.